This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Michael Yon. At Michael_Yon is the Twitter address to see Michael's reports. He's in Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas, and he's been reporting on the mysteries, the unknowns, the to-be-solved-later origin of a large number of children being kept in two facilities that we know of in Brownsville, Texas. Who's paying for that warehousing? Who's directing the distribution of the children throughout the country? We don't have those answers right now. So let's turn to a larger story that Michael has, with his travels these last years, identified as spots not unlike the Rio Grande. Michael, I recount, you started in Panama, the Darien Gap, watching migrants from all over the world. I remember particularly that you spoke with Nepalese because you spent time there. It is my memory. And they were one Nepalese was waiting for his friends. This is 2 years ago. You also met a young family without dad from Haiti who had been living in Chile. The mom had been living in Chile. The children had crossed in from Haiti, and they were on their way to America. They're in America now, to our knowledge. You also traveled with your colleague to Europe. You were on the Greece-Turkey border, seeing refugees, migrants from the Middle East cross that border with the anxiety of the Greeks who were building a fence. You also went to Ceuta, Spain, which is unusually a city of the European Union that's in Africa. It's on a corner of Morocco. You observed migrants seeking to cross the barrier from Morocco. They'd gotten to Morocco by traveling from different parts of the Sahel, the shore of the Sahara. Saw them trying to cross into the EU. You also spent a good deal of time in Lithuania at Vilnius, conferring with your colleagues whom you knew from the Afghanistan war in Lithuanian security, of Belarus across the border, deliberately provoking by flying in Middle Eastern migrants, telling them a fairy tale about how they can cross the border and be welcome at the EU, and then pushing them across the border. You spoke with the migrants themselves who were being given provision for by the Lithuanians, ostensibly to be returned, and the migrants had a completely different version of the world than was factual and were quite amazed. There were Yazidis, as I recall. There were other Iraqis there. There were Kurds were present. And you've also traveled widely along the Mexican-Texas border. All these places, Michael, you've been observing a worldwide phenomenon. Is there a pattern to it? Or is it, do we just put it down as everybody's having the same idea at the same time?
Well, part of it, yeah, I do travel to all these places and have been for years. Part of it is just the level X of the human osmotic pressure. I say the human osmotic pressure is the push and pull of migration, which is normal. It's always with humanity. You might just move from one side of the town to the other because it's closer to something or it's a better place or something, right? So that's a sort of low-level human osmotic pressure. There's higher-level pressures, which can be caused by famine, can be caused by war, pandemic. It can be caused by many sort of higher-level pressures, right? Now what we have is the normal level X that's always going on, in addition to information war that's causing people, for instance, when I'm down in Colombia, I've seen actually CNN encouraging aliens to travel north to the United States, actually on CNN when I was in the country of Colombia, right? And so Americans wouldn't see this, of course, because it was airing in Colombia. I see information war in places like Asia doing the same thing. I just came back from Armenia and Georgia recently looking into these issues. You'll see Russians and Ukrainians flooded into both of those countries, and also a lot of Chinese there. But so we've got different pressures going on. Now we have a globalist. Let's talk specifically about the World Economic Forum is commingled with the Chinese Communist Party. They cooperate very tightly together. Eventually they'll fight, obviously, but they have short-term and intermediate goals that overlap, such as destabilizing and taking control of Netherlands and Europe, right? Netherlands is, let's say, a key piece of terrain for taking Europe. and very important. That's why I'm in Netherlands so often. And so you'll see Netherlands specifically is targeted with heavy information war, knocking out the farmers, knocking out the fishermen, creating tri-state city, this mega super city with 30 million people, which will include most of Netherlands, part of Belgium, and part of Germany. And so they need to take this farmland. But why are they taking the fishermen out as well? Like when I'm in Netherlands, I'll go out with the fishermen and talk with them. And they're like, you know, they talk about nitrogen for the farmers. But for us, nobody knows that we're being taken out as well, the Dutch fishermen. So, but it's all about control of key pieces of terrain like Panama. And Panama is a key piece of terrain, one, because of the Panama Canal. It's also a highway from the world to the United States. Most Americans don't seem to realize that at all. I would say fewer than 1% of 1% realize that Panama, the Darien Gap in particular, if you can get your feet anywhere into South America, I don't care if it's Tierra del Fuego or Sao Paulo or any of those places, Cartagena, once you get anywhere into South America, you can work your way to Colombia. You go to Nacogli, you get on a boat, you take that boat for about an hour and a half. I've done this. You go to Copacabana, Colombia, and then you go through the Darien Gap. And after you get through the Darien Gap, you're like no more than, if you're lucky, a week to 2 weeks from any city in the United States, depending on your luck on travel. But let's say with the current flow rates, maybe 2 weeks. So you can be from anywhere in South America. That means if you can get from Africa to South America or Asia or any place, China, that's why we have a lot of Chinese go to Quito, Ecuador, and then they move, go north, and then you can be in any village in America very quickly because our government is facilitating this, including facilitating the crossing in Darien Gap. As you know, I was there twice when Mayorkas came down to Darien Gap in April of 2022. I was preparing to leave Darien Gap in Panama to go to Arizona with some congressmen. And I got a tip off that Mayorkas was coming to Panama. So I canceled going to Arizona and I waited in the Darien province for 4 days because I suspected a place where he might land in helicopters, where Mayorkas may land. And he did. On the fourth day, he landed right in front of me, three Blackhawks. And when the helicopters were safely down and the rotors were turned off, I launched drone and watched him come into the camp at San Vicente right along Highway 1 and down in the Darien province. And this is a big migrant camp, right, or alien camp. Now, since that was April of 2022, I was there when he did it again in April of 2023, this year. And now that camp is more than doubled in size, and it's much more, let's say, corporate. I mean, the flows are very smooth now, right? So Mayorkas is right in our faces, like how he's facilitating this, not just that camp. There's also others, Las Blancas camp and many others in Darien and then Panama. That actually, I just got information yesterday that there's a lot of aliens that are camped out on the Costa Rica-Panama border on the Panama side trying to get into Costa Rica. Because the controlled flow, I think, there's a program between Panama and Costa Rica called controlled flow. Controlled flow was instigated and negotiated by the United States between Costa Rica and Panama to make the flow smooth from Colombia through Panama into Costa Rica and through up into Nicaragua. Nicaragua is not part of the program because Nicaragua doesn't have good relationships with the United States. But so now when Costa Rica starts getting too many, they just don't let more aliens in until they've cleared their docks because they don't want the aliens camped out in Costa Rica, right? So they end up backing up occasionally when the assembly line, if you want to call it that, gets blocked off.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.